You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Let's open that with a joke. Who do you call a cow on the floor? Everybody know? Ground beef.
Yes, Giannis! Which gets us to a great showdown. Who you got in dad jokes, Giannis or our Woody Page?
Giannis, keep my bad jokes out of your mouth.
Oh, let's go around the horn.
Yeah, we went there.
Well played, sir.
Not saying who, they're saying who. I remember back in 95 when I felt people were underestimating the heart of a champion. I came up with the phrase, never underestimate the heart of a champion. The Bucks, the champs, have you underestimated them. The block from Giannis and the big run they had. With Giannis scoring all those points, Joel Embiid, quote, I was on the bench the whole time, end quote. Your takeaway of Bucks 118, Sixers 116, Giannis 40, 14, 6, and 3, Embiid on the bench, and that missed Harden jumper at the death. Around the horn to Pablo Torre.
Look, Tony, this was Giannis's most complete game all year, and he did it against the team that he will probably end up having to go through in the postseason if the cards shake out the way they're looking like. So to me, yes, Giannis scoring 20-plus in 17 minutes, unbelievable. But as a Sixers apologist here, I do have to point out that James Harden also had his best game of the year, too, against an actual title contender, right? James Harden looked excellent. And so when it came to that block at the end, there's an argument that I could be making here to say, wait a minute, that's actually closer to a goaltend. Should have been called as such, should never have been reversed. But quietly, and this is the respect I will show to yet another team in the East, because it's a meat grinder, Tony, the team I'm more scared of than the Bucks is the Nets. So the idea that the Bucks are now all the right, two-seed.
All right, wait, just hold on a second, all right? Everybody just forcing Brooklyn into the show. I'm here to talk about the defending champs, looking like the champs, Justin Tinsley. First, I guess, on Pablo saying that should have been a goaltend, where do you come down?
No, I don't think it was a goaltend. I think it was the right call. Look, that's his third block from a game-tying or game-leading field goal within the last 5 seconds. Only person who has more is the Joker. So, yes, Giannis gets his credit. This is his seventh straight road game, scoring at least 30 and shooting over 50% from the field. He scored 21 in the last 17, but I want to give credit to this Bucks big three. They win nearly 80% of the games they play together this season. Middleton had 22-9-7. Drew Holiday had 18-10, which is why I said weeks ago, while it's no guarantee they repeat as champions, they're going to be hard as hell to beat four times in seven games in the next couple of weeks. I like to see them shore up their defense as the regular season close out, but this team is primed and ready to go.
Woody Page, bring you in here on the takeaway from last night.
I'm a Pablo apologist. I would like to say I'm sorry to all the viewers that you had to listen to what he said to start this subject.
Retracted.
He wants to talk about the 76ers who lost the game, that they're going to face them again. Let me tell you something, Pablo, about Giannis and Embiid. Giannis has blocked 8 of his shots in games they have played. Nobody other than Haslam, who has been around as long as I have, has had that many opportunities to block shots against Embiid. And you're talking about the 76ers when, as Justin brought up, and I'm not apologizing for him, he's absolutely right, when Holiday, when Middleton and Giannis are on the court together in a game, they're 33-8. What more do you want out of a team that has won a championship, can win a championship? What have the 76ers proven? I was impressed by the late defense, also by the Bucks. They've been accused of not being a great defensive team. They showed it in the fourth quarter.
Clinton Yates, your takeaway from last night.
I agree with you a little bit, Tony. It's not just the heart of a champion. It's the confidence of a champion. You know, this game, Giannis missed a free throw late, which would have put them up three, comes back and makes that play. We always gave the Bucks sort of the anti-benefit of the doubt before they won it. This is the team that we saw and that we know. Their defense has gotten more aggressive, and it's also more effective. I didn't love the free throw shooting late as a team, but this is what we're lowing for. They're not a title contender, Pablo. They are the champions, and that's what they proved last night.
All right, Pablo, we'll bring you back in here to pick up the pieces of your argument.
But the question of title contention, Tony, is a future question, not a present question. And in the future, you're going to have to go through, if you are the one or two seed, very likely the Brooklyn Nets. And we can all say, yeah, we're overrating the Nets. They have a terrible defense. That's fine. But I went to the Nets game last night, and I'm just telling you, you don't want to play Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving in a series if you just earned the one or two seed. So the Sixers being the four as a result of this block instead of a goaltend, I am quietly pretty happy about that.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you were at the I appreciate all that information on Brooklyn.
Reporting.
I'm glad you were at the Brooklyn game, which explains why you didn't want to talk about the Sixers-Bucks game because you weren't even watching it. Interesting strategy from Mr. Pablo Torre. And Woody, Hassan Whiteside was the shot blocker, not Udonis Haslem, in your stat you gave earlier. But that's okay. Any mention of Udonis Haslem, I'm here for. We'll move on. The Lakers, blown out by Dallas without LeBron, of course. They let up 82 in the first half. And now they currently sit out of the play-in. Here's an exchange after the game between Russell Westbrook and LA reporter Brad Turner.
Now you guys are actually the 11th seed, so you're out of the play-in game. What changes going forward?
Nothing, man. What do you think should change?
Winning. Winning games, playing hard. Mm-hmm. You ask the question that you've been answered.
That's fine. You got to answer the winning.
Justin, how do you view that exchange and overall Westbrook being viewed as the scapegoat to this Lakers season?
You know, I want to mention, you said they gave up 82 in the first half. That's the second most in franchise history. Only time they gave up more, it was 83 to the Boston Celtics in 1959. They weren't even in Los Angeles yet. So, look, right or wrong, Russell Westbrook has been the scapegoat all season. So you got to imagine the emotional turmoil of that is just building up inside of him. And I thought Brad Turner handled that admirably. But last night was the 32nd different starting lineup that the Lakers have used this season. They have six games left in the regular season, and they're 4-10 against those opponents. And they got to play Denver twice. So will they go 3-3 to close out the season? Maybe, but there's nothing there to believe that they will. Look, for as exciting as the NBA has been this season, the Lakers season has been just as excruciating to watch. And outside of LeBron's individual dominance and Malik Monk playing his way into probably a nice contract this offseason, this Lakers season is the equivalent of getting a root canal hungover and then getting on a flight for a cross-country trip. It's been that bad to watch.
Pablo Torre.
I will correct that, though. I push back on it, Justin. It's excruciating if you want the Lakers to be good. It's amazing for everybody else. I mean, if Russell Westbrook had content as a statistical category in these games, he would be an MVP candidate. He is going, Tony, he's going Socratic method on a reporter. He's answering questions with questions, which is the move of so many insolent teenagers who get cornered
or
by
around
their parents.
The horn panelist as well. But look.
Or yes, we are also resembling this insult. However, I will also point this out, right? Russell Westbrook is not as bad as the memes would suggest, but he still is the biggest problem on the team because he is the second best player with Anthony Davis out. And the question is not merely, okay, well, how is he playing? It's what could you have had if you didn't sign that guy to the giant deal and acquire him in the way that you had? And that's the original sin, Tony, that he can't change, but is the one that matters.
Clinton Yates.
We're watching this documentary feature film in real time. You might as well call it losing time as opposed to winning time, and it's bad. I mean, the philosophy of this franchise and this fan base is championship or bust. This is what bust actually looks like, and it's unfortunate because, to Pablo's point, next season is going to be a whole lot different. There isn't a lot of flexibility. This is what you have to deal with. I think the frustration is bubbled over for Westbrook specifically, but I do think the main issue is that Anthony Davis not playing means this team is not complete. It's hard to judge them on any other, you know, sort of, you know, scale as it goes.
And Woody Page.
Looked to me like the court was full of scapegoats and goats and sheep last night when they gave up as many points as they did. The best thing for the Lakers is to not win three games, Justin, not to win any games. Just get this season to hell over with and move on. That's exactly what they're going to get. get Westbrook out of town. That didn't work out. Why didn't he answer the question last night? He's had no answers all year long. Has he ever given us an answer about what's going on there? No. So I think the Lakers just need to get this season over with and move on.
Then we'll move on. The other L.A. team, Clippers, beat the Jazz, who blew another huge lead to the Clippers. This time it was 25. Paul George came back and looked great. 34 is returned after 3 months away. So the Clippers are locked into the eighth seed right now. But with George back and the grit they've shown all year, can this team make noise in the playoffs? Clinton, you were there.
If I make some noise, you mean get out of the play-in? Yes. If I make some noise, you mean win a first-round series? I don't think so. But I do think that what their team is doing is trying to make sure they set up, frankly, for next season. A Kawhi-less year is not something where you expect to be able to win a championship in the NBA. But Paul George being able to finish a season that he started after all that long time, listen, if you're a Clippers fan, that was about as big a moment as you've had in a long time because there is hope going forward. And you actually managed to do something great. I'm happy for Paul George, man. Guys back out on the court.
Woody Page.
Yeah, it's another L.A. team where we're talking about next season. I mean, if it's not the Brooklyn, let's get back to the Brooklyn Nets, why don't we, instead of the Clippers. The Clippers are a nice little team now that George is back, and yes, they might get into the first round, and yes, they may make it 4 or 5 games in that first round, but they're not a factor, and you're right. The only thing they've got to look forward to is during the offseason, they can go out and play golf with the Lakers because they'll all be together,
okay,
and they can do the kumbaya. So, no, there is nothing going on in L.A. unless you're interested in the Dodgers and the Rams. Thank you.
Justin Tinsley.
Yeah, this is all about realistic optimism if you're the Clippers and Clippers fans. Obviously, PG looked great in his return, and they kept their head above season, kept their head above water all season without their two best players. But honestly, I want to give Tyronn Lue credit. This team is 2 games under .500. I understand that, and they're the 8 seed, but he deserves serious coach of the year consideration. He won't win, but he at least deserves the consideration because nobody would have blamed this team if they were barreling towards the lottery, but they're on the cusp of the playoffs right now.
Pablo Torre.
But the name that we need to circle in terms of why the present tense is actually interesting for the Clippers is, in fact, Kawhi Leonard. Tony, we've heard rumors. Maybe Kawhi Leonard will miraculously make it back if they get out of the play-in round. Will Kawhi Leonard get up off of his hospital bed, wherever he may be, and play in that first-round series, which changes everything for the reasons Clinton alluded to? Don't write that off yet, because Kawhi Leonard, we know this about him, right? His injury management is a matter of gamesmanship. And if the games are big enough, we may see him.
Justin Tinsley, 17. Woody Page, 15. Clinton Yates, 12. And Pablo, 4. Buy or sell on the other side.
Around the Horn is brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Only pay for what you need.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
The Baltimore Ravens and Lamar Jackson. The negotiations, have they moved at all in the last couple of months? Owner Steve Risciotti this week saying he first thought when Deshaun Watson's deal went down, damn, I wish they hadn't guaranteed the whole contract. It'll make negotiations harder, but doesn't necessarily mean we have to play that game. Risciotti also said nothing will change with Lamar's contract talks until Lamar calls. Lamar today tweeting he doesn't know who's out there putting false portrayals out there, that he's having thoughts about leaving. Don't read my mind. Clinton, how do you hear and read it all?
I see this as, once again, one of those things that feels like it should be happening behind closed doors in the NFL that is very much out in the open. I appreciate Bisciotti's honesty in terms of what owners actually think when it comes to negotiating with players, even their star players. We don't want to give them any more money than we have to, but I also think that Lamar is kind of inventing a little bit of a straw man here. We know how much he means to that team and that franchise, and the fact that he hasn't been able to get on the field in certain places doesn't necessarily mean that I think people believe he wants to leave. We know what he's about.
Woody Page.
Clinton, let's go back to Bisciotti. He hasn't spoken to the press in 4 years. We now know why. He doesn't have much to say. I thought he was honest in his feelings about Lamar Jackson, but he was a bit whiny to be an owner, talking about the money and what the Browns had done. And I went, just don't go over the top. Maybe there's an open bar at the owner's meeting.
Let's settle down, Woody. We don't need to accuse anybody of that at all. You call it Bisciotti is a hard cookie to read there, Woody. Tinsley, how about you? It's Bisciotti.
Brunch.
Yeah, I want to focus on Bisciotti. Like, even beyond the moral complications of Watson deal, it does complicate things for owners. Because you know what? Pandora's box might be open, but never will I ever crocodile tears for owners. Look, Lamar's job is to win games and ultimately a Super Bowl, not balance the checkbook. Heaven forbids some football players start asking for guaranteed contracts, especially quarterbacks.
And Pablo Torre.
I just like how Steve Bisciotti's regret is not because that contract and that size and the context plunged the NFL into this weird dystopia because of the allegations around Deshaun Watson. No, it's entirely a self-interested concern. And speaking of self-interested concern, Tony, like, you can tell Lamar Jackson doesn't have an agent. Remember, he represents himself. An agent would tell you, tweet the opposite. Like, or don't tweet that at all. The idea, I'm not going anywhere, that's not exactly what you want to say in the middle of a negotiation.
Buy or sell, two more tough owner talk. Robert Kraft referenced that the Patriots hadn't won in the playoffs in the last 3 years and that it's bothered him. Quote, it bothers me, end quote. Woody, is Robert Kraft putting Bill Belichick on notice that he's got to win a playoff game this year?
No, not at all. They took a photo, as they annually do at the meetings, of all the coaches in the NFL. Guess what? There was one guy in the picture that had more Super Bowl championships than the rest of them combined.
All right.
And that's the coach of the New England Patriots. No, he's not putting him on the spot. It's time for someone else to actually win occasionally and just enjoy.
Okay. Woody, I like where you went with that, but Belichick actually wasn't even in the picture. He notoriously always sits out the picture. Justin Tinsley, does Belichick need to win a playoff game this year? Is his owner putting him on notice?
On notice? Nah, man. Kraft just sees the rest of the AFC getting better. He wants to remain in the cool kids club. But look, we all know Bill Belichick builds that team through the drafts, so we'll have a better idea of what they look like after training camp heading into the regular season. But Bill Belichick, job security? That dude will never know what a hot seat feels like.
Pablo?
Well, hold on. The family photo of the Patriots has been dysfunctional for a while. If I've learned anything about New England, it's that smoke usually attends fire. And the idea that Tom Brady, Tony, went and won a Super Bowl, like the son that Robert Kraft always referred to, the guy who kisses him on the cheek, the fact that that guy did it and Belichick left him with zero playoff wins, yeah, I think there's something real to that.
And Clinton Yates.
I think bothered might be the height of it, but let's be real here. You got a once-in-a-lifetime generational talent that cemented who you are in the NFL. Those people ain't just coming along more than once in a lifetime. Yeah, I mean, it's bothersome, but that's about it because, hello, you had the best run ever. Deal with it.
Buy or sell three, an emerging story from the Final Four. Canceling your concert so you can go to Duke UNC, country music superstar Eric Church is doing it this weekend. He says it's the most selfish thing he's ever done, but he's got to do it. He's a North Carolina fan. Fans aren't happy. The venue in San Antonio probably not thrilled about this. Justin Tinsley, you live in the intersection of music and sports. How do you rule here?
I'm not mad at this at all for all the reasons you named, Tony. As you said, if anybody's mad, it's the AT&T Center. But those 18,000 fans, concerts get rescheduled all the time. They'll get a new date and they'll be back. I'm not mad at this at all. This is literally a once-in-a-lifetime event. Okay. Eric Church will be fine.
Pablo Torre.
Look, I'm no Eric Church fan, but I do love the idea that 18,000 of the people who are going to suddenly cheer for Coach K. Like, I didn't think we could make Duke fans in 2022 at this point out of nowhere. And suddenly, yes, here you go. most improbable way to get a fan ever.
Clayton Yates?
It's still amazing to me that these two blue bloods are meeting this late for the first time ever. Yes, once in a lifetime, you can play another concert. You ain't playing another game.
But doesn't
like
he have to reimburse the fans?
Sure, give it back. Play three-hour sets. Do a whole festival. It's not going to replicate what you got going on in the Final Four.
How about giving them their money back, Clinton, and making it a free concert?
No bigger than that.
Do this. How would you like it if your doctor said, I'm calling off the surgery today because I'm going to the Final Four game? I wouldn't like that at all. And I'd also like to remind you, Tony, that if I'm not beaten by six, I advance to the showdown.
You are beaten by six by Clayton Yates.
Wow.
And Justin Sisley, we're going to take a photo of all the panelists on today's show, and Woody Page won't be in it. All right. Yates. Tinsley Showdown, 2 minutes.
Ten seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The laser pointers that were in the faces of every Egyptian player all game and Mohamed Salah during PKs as he missed as Senegal beat Egypt to qualify for the World Cup. Have you ever seen anything like that before? Clinton Yates, should that be illegal? Should FIFA seriously consider replaying this game?
No, if Egypt had so much of a problem with it, they should have said something at the start of the game. It was happening the whole time. And hello, one, two, three, four players missed PKs in that entire round. Listen, man, they beat them already in AFCON. They beat them all the way to the World Cup. They're the better team. They advanced.
Absolutely, man. This is the World Cup on the line, and you're distracting this guy. This isn't a free throw, and you're waving foam fingers. You're distracting this guy from doing his job. This is not a nightclub. This is the World Cup on the line.
I'm with you, Justin. I've never seen that before, and I think they should replay the game. I do. I know Senegal beat them in AFCON, Clinton. I think they should replay the game. Showdown 2, an umpire calling a batter out on strikes after the batter failed to get in the batter's box in a timely fashion. The rule is you can give an automatic strike if you're slow. We saw it. Florida State, Florida yesterday. Justin, proper invoking of the rule?
Absolutely. If you stay out there too long, they're going to call a strike. It's like boxing. If you don't want to get hit, keep your fists up. If you want to get struck out, get in the box and give yourself a chance.
As the only person here who's been an umpire and hosted this show, I know that sometimes you gotta move things along. You know what I'm saying? And when that goes down, you know that the right decision has been made.
Clinton, thank you so much for hosting 2 weeks ago when I took off. For that, I'll give you a little bit of a break right here. You don't have to do a FaceTime. FaceTime! Justin Tinsley.
The Buffalo Bills' new stadium is going to cost $1.4 billion, $850 million of which are taxpayer dollars. This is the same week in the state that the New York State announced that the Child and Family Services could potentially have their budget cut by $800 million. We're still dealing with the effects of the pandemic. Homeless encampments are being destroyed in New York. We have to start talking about these public investments for private gain. I just don't see the use in that, and I don't see the long-term benefit in that either.
Wow, thank you for that, Justin. Follow the money. 23 and a half hour break. We'll see you tomorrow.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.